Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have a special edition of the Fulton High School pregame show. Because why? We don't have a game following this episode because we have been shut down for 2 weeks. The football team, not the school, the football team has shut down football operations for 2 weeks. So that means the game against Knoxville West and Oak Ridge have been canceled. They will not be made up. But there's good news. The Fulton High School Falcons have made the playoffs. They are guaranteed a round one game, most likely against the Ray County Golden Eagles. Jackson and myself are here. Rain had to leave early. It's his sister's birthday, so happy birthday to, is it Meg? Is that his sister's name? Happy birthday to Meg Hill. Hope you have a wonderful birthday, wonderful weekend. But Jackson, let's just talk about, I mean, we found this out on Monday. We went into the team room, about to watch film, and Jody Wright comes in and says, we're considered a COVID cluster, is what he said. Multiple positives from the coaching staff, players, many people being quarantined, as well as just injuries in general. I know that doesn't have to do with shutting down for COVID. But Jackson, just talk about how this week has been. No game this week, no game next week, but we're preparing for a game in 3 weeks against Ray County. So kind of how's this week been for you, Jackson?
Yeah, you know, this week it's been, you know, for the players, it's been a little hectic. But, you know, I think honestly, I see it kind of as a blessing in disguise a little bit. You know, because I was talking about this on the Falcon Nation Information Show with Marcellus and Mac, and they agreed with me that it's kind of like we get to get our redemption story. We got our redemption story against Austin East. We got it against Carnes last year. So, and you know, we lost to them in the first round of the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. So it's a redemption story. We get to come back in and we get to play them. I think that's kind of, like I said, a blessing in disguise. Mac, he said, you know, he wants to be able to come out. And he said, honestly, it is because we're a different team than we were last year.
Right.
And I agree with that.
We were talking with Justin Long before we went on the air. He recorded something for Project Grad. And we were just talking about, you know, his thoughts on it. We're talking about Ray County last year. He said, you know, I feel more confident going into this year than last year.
Right.
Just because, I mean, they're a different team. We're a different team. You think about last year, I mean, we harped on just us being young and inexperienced. We threw guys in the fire, this, that, and the other. We had a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores that hadn't played any football at the varsity level in their lifetime. But they had that whole year last year, the Ray County game, this whole year this year, in the 8 games that we've played. And like you said, they left a bad taste in our mouth because, Ray County was a good team, but the final score, 47-14, was not indicative of how our season went. You know, we started out 0-6. We finished 3-8, but 3-7 overall by the end of the year. So we went 3-1 in our last 4 games.
But we made it to the playoffs.
And we made it to the playoffs when we were in an 0-6 hole. We rattled off 2 in a row against Clinton and Campbell County, lost to West 22-0. And then we beat Oak Ridge on a game-winning field goal by Joseph Mojica, 28-27, to put ourselves as the 3 seed, not just the 4 seed, the 3 seed in the playoffs to play the Ray County Golden Eagles. But like I said, the score 47-14, not indicative of how the Falcons' year went last year. I think we were all disappointed, not only in just losing, but losing that way, getting embarrassed that way on their home field. So like you said, I think we do have something to prove just as far as I mean, we're better than we were last year, and we can compete with these guys. We can hang with these guys. They're going to be big up front. They're going to run that wing tee. Let's talk a little bit about that wing tee. We mentioned last year we always go with Clinton and Ray County. Clinton ran the wing tee with Randy McCamey. We turned to Ray County in week one, and it's two different wing tees. We mentioned Clinton. This is no knock on Clinton, but it was the Walmart version of the wing tee is what we've said multiple times. Ray County had the Target or the Louis Vuitton probably of the wing tee offense. There was times I was watching them because I was hurt for that game. I was watching them on the sideline warm up, and I was like, where's their quarterback? Because he was so low. I thought he was blending in with the lineman. Like the center was up maybe a yard and a half. The linemen were back a little bit. The quarterback looked like a lineman. I was like, what is going on? And then they would do a fullback dive. And then they'd fake the fullback dive and do a little sweep at the halfback. And then they'd pitch it. And then they'd throw it. I mean, so that's kind of their offense. They'll do it till you stop it. They'll fake what they're doing. They'll come back with another thing, and they'll get 25 yards. Then they'll go back to 2 yards, 3 yards, 6 yards, get a first down, waste the clock. So Let's just talk about that wing tee offense. How important is it going to be for the offense for the Fulton High School Falcons to not only score but to maintain a lead? Because if you get down against Ray County, it's going to be hard to come back because they're going to control the time of possession. So how big is it going to be for the offense to come through in round one of the playoffs?
It's going to be pretty big. I mean, you know, I think, you know, we are out. You know, we have our receiving core. It's a little hurt right now.
Right.
So we had to adapt really quick to the run game. And I think we adapted really well. Mac, he stepped up. Mac and Dre Peoples, they stepped up, and they've been a big role in these past few games. I just think it's going to come down to, you know, if we can keep our offense moving, and we can keep them driving. Yes, okay, we're taking quite a hit right now, being out 2 weeks and coming back right in the playoffs. We're coming back. So yeah, it's a little big, but I just think that we need to, you know, at home workouts, like staying healthy, staying conditioned, moving, doing something. You know, that I've tried to tell all these, like every football player, this is not 2 weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a 2 week break.
Because if you look at it like that and you just sit around on your tail for two weeks and you think you're going to come back and actually make a difference, you're dead wrong.
And you're going to come back and you're going to be very tired.
And you're going to hurt your teammates.
You sure are.
Especially the teammates that have been working. I went with, I think, 12 or 13 other guys. We went to the Emerald down in Lonsdale. And this guy for Emerald put us through a little conditioning workout. We threw with the receivers. And, I mean, it only took like an hour and 15. So, I mean, I'm not giving a message to our team because not many people on our team listen to this. But, it's just so simple and it's so easy to just take the easy way, just play video games, sit on the game from the time you get home till the time you got to go to bed, and just grind on what, like Fortnite or Warzone, this, that, and the other. But if you really care about your team and you really want to win and prove that you can hang with Ray County, who has been a perennial powerhouse. 8-0, perennial powerhouse for years and years and years. I think they were 8-0. I think they were undefeated last year, weren't they? Or no, they had one loss.
They had one loss last year.
And that's why they were the 2 seed.
Right.
But you just you really think about how important it is, and that's what's got me worried. We got 3 weeks to prepare. If you look at it, we got 3 weeks to prepare for Ray County, but we're not doing it. We don't have 3 weeks as a team to prepare.
You have 1 week as a team.
You have 1 week as a team and then 2 weeks off, and you don't know what this guy's going to do or this guy's going to do or what they're going to do. What is he going to be doing? I can control what I do, but I can't really.
Right.
I mean, and I can always be like, hey, let's do this. Let's try to do this. But
it's up to them if they want to.
Right. And that's what's worrying me the most is we have 2 weeks, not off, but we have 2 weeks on our own where we're expected to watch film, we're expected to do stuff on our own, and we really only have that 1 week to prepare for Ray County and their offense. Really, it's misdirection. They're going to try to fool you with this and then do that. But then also their defense is no slouch either. So it's going to be a tough opponent in the Ray County Golden Eagles, but I really do think the Fulton Falcons are up for the challenge because we've proved week in and week out that we can compete with any team on our schedule. I mean, heck, even Maryville, at one point, the score 35-0 wasn't indicative, like I said, of the game
that we played.
The game that we played. I mean, we hung with them. Offense couldn't do crap. But we couldn't do crap. That's fine. Defense played phenomenal, but if you're having to go out for 14 play drives back to back to back, offense is just going three and out. It's going to be tough to stop a team like Maryville. So,
right. Well, and they, you know, we talk about it all the time. They're Maryville.
They are Maryville. They're expected to win those games. But I mean, you come out, we got to stop on fourth down the very first drive. We get a first down, and then our drive stalls out. So we played Maryville tough. We played Powell tough. I feel like we were going to play West and Oak Ridge tough as well. I think we could have beaten both of those teams. And we really could have had we could have been a 2 seed in the playoffs. But nonetheless, we are in the playoffs. That goes to show you that our game against Campbell County was that much bigger as far as it was our season. Because, I mean, I was thinking about it on the drive over here. If we lose that game, we come in Monday, we're shutting down for 2 weeks. Our season is over. My season as a senior, Max, yep. Mac as a senior, Joseph Mojica as a senior, Adrian as a senior, it's over. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to get in the playoffs with 2 wins. We saw that last year. We had 2 wins against Clinton Campbell County. We beat Oak Ridge in the last week to get into the playoffs.
To get in, right.
So, I mean, we beat Campbell County. We didn't have the last two games. So, a huge sigh of relief for me, not only after the game, but then on Monday. Like, wow, I'm really glad that we came together down 14-0, and we came back to beat them 33-26. With that being said, We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with our pick'em section. Just me and Jackson this time. Like I said, Rain had to leave early from school. His sister's birthday. But we're still going to get Rain's picks. You just won't hear him on this segment. But we're still going to keep track. I think we're at like, what, 60 or 70 games? I can't remember.
Something like
and
that.
You're winning by like, I think you're winning by two or three games.
Three games.
And then me and Rain are tied. So we will see. Coming up after this, after the break, we'll probably break it up into two segments just because we got, I think, 11 games. But we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back here at 91.1 at WKCS Knoxville.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Tennessee's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back, Falcon Nation. Another edition of the pregame pick'em. However, it is just the pick'em. There's really no game following this. There's plenty of games, just not a Fulton game. But just Jackson and I, like I said, Rain, celebrating his sister's birthday party. We will have Rain's picks, not in this segment, but we sent him a picture, told him to get his picks in, and we will still have the rankings for next week. I think right now I am 38-21. Rain is 37-22. Jackson is 41-18.
Yep.
That's three games, right?
Yep.
41-18. So that's the rankings right now. I think that is not going to do the math right now, but that's quite a bit of games. I think we have 11 on the slate here. 11 really, really good games. Starting off, East Hamilton travels to the Anderson County Mavericks. This could be for a region title. Both teams are 4-0 in the region. Both teams 6-2 overall. Both of the records are the same, but AC is AC, and I think the Mavericks get the dub. I think it's going to be by a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, give me the Mavericks on this one. You know, the Mavericks, they've had a really good season this year, losing to Powell, but holding Powell 31-29.
Yeah.
They may have lost, but they lost by 2 points.
Then they lost to South Door by like one.
Yeah, they lost to South Door by 1 point. You know, beating Jefferson County, Chattanooga Central, East Ridge, Howard, you know, Clinton, you know, putting the burners on them at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I like to take a look at last year. So, looking at last year, when they played East Hamilton, they beat them 29-14 last year. And then their only game during the regular season was a lose to Powell, which was 36-48.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost to Greenville in the second round of the playoffs, 24-7. But, yeah, give me the Mavericks on this one. You know, Anderson County, they're always good. They're really good up front. They know what to do. So, yeah, give me Anderson County on this one.
Fun fact about Anderson County, they're 4A in the TSSAA. They released their enrollment numbers and their projections or predictions for the classifications for next year from 2021 to 2023. And we will be moving down to 4A. Anderson County will continue to be in 4A. South Doyle's moving down to 4A, I believe. Halls, I think it's Halls, but Seymour, Gibbs, all those teams are moving down to 4A next year. So Anderson County, Halls, Seymour, I believe it's Halls. Don't get all excited, but I believe it's Halls.
Oh, my. Why couldn't we do this year? Why couldn't we have done it this year?
Not a clue.
My senior year, like, I'd have loved it. I'd have.
But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. You know, Halls could be staying up, staying in 5A. I'm not sure. But Fulton will be dropping down to 4A. Anderson County staying in 4A. Seymour, Gibbs, South Doyle. So look for that region next year unless one of those teams decide to play up in 5A. But, yeah, that's exciting news, renewing that rivalry with Anderson County. 2012 through 2014, that was a big game. Anderson County, they were a very good football team. They gave us all we wanted year in and year out. So that's a fun fact about Anderson County and Fulton moving down to 4A. Grace at the Christian Academy of Knoxville. Grace 7-1 had a slip up against Chattanooga Christian School a couple weeks ago. They traveled to the CAK Warriors, who have just been absolutely dominant with every team that they have faced, whether they are in Division II or Division I. I'm not sure their closest game, but it's gonna be at least a double digit game is their closest game. This is gonna be for a region title most likely, unless CAK or Grace slips up next week. I'm not sure who they play, but Grace at CAK, Jackson, who do you have, buddy?
Give me CAK. You know, I think this could go either way, but I think CAK is just going to take it. The Warriors of Knoxville. I think – and it's at CAK.
It is.
So, give me CAK for this one.
I think that's a good pick. I think this is going to be a really good football game. I know the quarterback at Grace, Cooper Riggs, he's just been on an absolute tear. He's thrown for like 2,000 yards, like 27 touchdowns or something like that. He's gone absolutely nuts. You used to play AAU basketball with him, and for that reason, I think Grace pulls off the upset, and I think they're gonna win the region title. Rusty Bradley used to be a coach at CAK, won back-to-back state titles for the Warriors in 2011, 2012, with a great quarterback named Charlie High. Many people around Knoxville know that name very well, but I think Rusty Bradley goes into CAK, is his old home, and I think he gets the Rams a W in a huge region matchup. This is another big region matchup. Clinton at Campbell County High School. I say that, and I just realized, well, none of these teams can really make the playoffs. But this is going to be for bragging rights. This is going to be a really good football game. We play these teams back in back-to-back weeks. If I had to pick the better team overall, I would say Campbell County.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean Clinton is just going to lay down lightly. Coach Keith over there, his son is the quarterback. He's a very good athlete. I think he's only a sophomore. He can absolutely just sling the pigskin around. We know Campbell County likes to do that. They did that against us last week, but they also like to run the ball with C.J. Allen. I think C.J. has a big game this week, runs for 3 or 4 touchdowns. Give me the Cougars in this one.
Definitely. Yeah, I'll take Campbell County with you. I just don't think the Dragons have enough. You know, we've seen them both. We played Clinton first, and then the next week after we played Campbell County. Campbell County, they gave us a run for our money. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to be honest, I don't think they should have. That's not a diss to Campbell County.
Right.
But I think it shouldn't have been as close as it was.
I agree.
But Campbell County, you know, they're them big boys. Them corn-fed, you know, like mm-hmm. big boys. Clinton, same way. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think they have what it takes to take on the Campbell County.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. Moving on, the fourth game, Oliver Springs at Coalfield. Oliver Springs started out 0-4, if anybody remembers. They've rattled off 4 in a row, including wins against, I believe, Oneida, Greenback. Oh, who else was it? Not Rockwood. They lost to Rockwood in one of their first 4 games. But they've rattled off 4 in a row. Their defensive line coach, I believe, is Xavier Mitchell, former UT football player. So that's some exciting news as far as the Bobcats go. But they travel to Coalfield, a 1A powerhouse. I believe they're undefeated. I don't think they've played in the last couple weeks due to COVID cancellations. I don't think it's on their part. I think it's on the teams that they played. I think it's on them. But this is going to be a very, very good football game. Oliver Springs at Coalfield. Jackson, who do you have, buddy?
You know, I don't really know that much about Oliver Springs or the or Coalfield Yellow Jackets. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it looks like Oliver Springs this year, the Bobcats, they had a really rocky start, going 0-4 to start the year off and then getting a dub against Greenback 21-7, Harriman beating them 37-18. But, you know, you also got to look at the teams. Oneida, they played they played them and lost 14 to, you know, and then William Blount, Rockwood. But, yeah, I just – give me Coalfield on this one. Give me the Yellow Jackets.
I think that's a good pick. I think Coalfield is 1A, Oliver Springs, not Green Bay. Oliver Springs is 2A, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not entirely sure. Not that that has anything to do with who's going to win this football game. But I think just because Coalfield maybe hadn't played in a couple weeks and Oliver Springs rattled off 4 in a row, I don't know what it is. I just like the way Oliver Springs have played. I like their coach. I like what he stands for. I think they had their first couple games canceled, and then they pick up William Blount, a 6A team, knowing good and well that they're probably not going to upset a 6A team. But he said, you know what, I want my kids to play the game of football because we don't know how this season's going to go. I don't know. I've never met the guy, but I feel like he's just a really good all-around country guy. Good football coach. And for that reason alone, I just can't help but root for the Bobcats over at Oliver Springs. And I think they get a big win at Coalfield and give Coalfield their first loss. Moving on, an Upper East Tennessee battle. Daniel Boone travels to David Crockett, the Trailblazers versus the Pioneers. David Crockett beat Tennessee High last week, 28-24. I believe that was probably to secure them as the region title winner over in Region 1. So that means they'll probably play, depending on how Halls, Carter, Sevier County, and Gibbs pan out, they'll probably play one of those 4 teams. But with that being said, I think this is going to be a really, really good football game. Daniel Boone only lost to Elizabethan in like week two or three by 2 points, 23-21. And Elizabethton is just absolutely ridiculously good. They beat like Sullivan South last night, 42-14. The fact that they hung with The fact that they hung with Elizabeth and they actually beat Greenville the week prior by 1 point, Daniel Boone is no slouch. But I think this being a rivalry game, David Crockett has this guy who's committed to like Notre Dame. I forgot it. Maybe his name's, I think his name's Prince Kali, I think. And I think he's going to run wild against the Trailblazers. Give me the David Crockett Pioneers in this one. Jackson, who do you have?
Yeah, Tommy, I'm right there with you. My back. David Crockett, the Pioneers, they beat the Tennessee school, Tennessee High School, 24-22 last week, as you just said. And then looking at last year, they were okay. But I just think, you know, I'm right there with you. I think David Crockett's going to take this one.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. This is a region matchup. I'm not entirely sure what Daniel Boone's region record is compared to David Crockett. But I think – I just know that last week, Tennessee High and David Crockett, I think we're tied – 3-1. Is that David Crockett or Daniel Boone?
This is Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone's 3-1. David Crockett, are they undefeated or they have one loss?
David Crockett is 4-0.
Yeah, okay. So there we go. So if David Crockett loses this game, that could mean that Daniel Boone could win the region title or tie for Tennessee, because I think Tennessee High School was undefeated last week. They obviously lost to David Crockett.
Right.
So this is a huge game, big rivalry game. Daniel Boone, David Crockett, those teams don't like each other, but I think this could really go either way. We both got the Pioneers, but don't sleep on the Trailblazers. The Gibbs Eagles, they travel to the Carter Hornets. Gibbs was off last week. Our friend Zach Dyer took a visit down to 2509 North Broadway. He watched us take down the Campbell County Cougars. And me, Zach, Jackson, Rain, and myself, we all went to Waffle House after till late at night. We had a lot of fun at the House of Waffles.
There.
So
forever.
And I've picked Gibbs the last like three times we've had him on here. I think they've lost every single time. But that's not going to stir my confidence. You know, Carter's been playing good. They played Central really close, 14-6. I believe they lost that game. Gibbs, they're fighting for their life. If they win this game, and I think if they beat Central next week, those are two tall tasks. But I think if they win those two games, some other teams lose, they'll get in the playoffs. Give me the Gibbs Eagles. Zach, dude, I'm not going against you, okay? So don't let me down. Give me the Gibbs Eagles in this one, in a close one. Jackson.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Gibbs Eagles on this one, too. Also, because Zach Dyer, you know, our friend, he called me out on it. He said that, you know, have you ever picked the Gibbs team?
I picked them every week, except for, like, when they played South Door.
I told him, I said, I have not.
But when they played Sevier County, I picked them, and Sevier County beat them. I think it was, like, Morristown East?
I picked Morristown East.
I picked Gibbs, and you know, Gibbs lost. But it's okay. I still love my Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, Zach, we're rooting for you, buddy. You guys can do this. You win this game, and you win next week, you're probably in the playoffs. So, go Eagles.
Go Eagles. All right? Go Zach, man. I hope your senior year, I hope you get a state title.
He said he's playing offense and defense. He's going to go against the Carter standout, Timothy Flack. I think that's how you
Big
say
boy.
His name. Really, really good defensive lineman, offensive lineman for the Carter Hornets. Zach Dyer is going to be playing both ways. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Zach Dyer for a 5-star prep player of the week, because he's going to have about 10 sacks, 15 tackles for loss, and an interception. So,
Tommy, I just think you're like the omen of bad luck for them.
Probably.
Because every time you've called them, they have like
– Maybe they're going to lose. Should I go Carter? And they win.
It just depends on what you want to do.
See, I don't know because I feel bad. I would feel bad. The next game for Gibbs and Carter plays huge as far as region seeding implications. The Sevier County Smoky Bears travel to the Halls Red Devils. Halls, you guys, they got a big win against the Central Bobcats last week, 20-16. That surprised a lot of people, including myself. Didn't surprise Jackson because he's rolling with his boys day in and day out. They've been shut down for 2 weeks. They came back against South Doyle, lost 21-14. South Doyle's a good football team.
They come back
last week. They beat Central back
and
to
Central
back. Beat South Doyle.
Beat South Doyle last night.
So hey, Halls
so
could
technically
have,
we beat South Doyle
at the end of the, well, yeah, at the end of this, at the end of this, Halls could be a 2 seed. Halls could be a 2 seed.
Could.
They could be a 1 seed.
They
you
could.
Never know. But that being said, I think the Halls Red Devils, they get this done. It's at Halls. Not sure if this is their senior night or not. But
I think
playing,
it is their
playing,
senior night.
They're playing very, very good. Ty Humphrey is doing a great job quarterbacking that offense. Their defense just absolutely shut down the Bobcats last week. Give me the Red Devils, and I already know who you're going to pick in this one.
Yeah, you know, I might switch it up this way. I'm just kidding. Definitely not. Definitely not happening.
Red Devils all the
Red
way.
Red Devils all the way, my boys. They're going to do great. Also, you know, shout out to them for beating Central.
Yeah, thank you.
And Central,
Good job.
Good job. Good job last night against the Cherokees, you know.
Good job.
Great job by South Doyle for
throwing. Anyways.
Maryville at McMinn County. This could be our game of the week. Both teams undefeated overall, undefeated in the region. Maryville's 4-0. McMinn County just played one game less. They're 3-0 in the region. But both teams 8-0 overall, like I said. This is for the region title. Maryville has not lost a region game in 20 years. Can you name any other team that has ever done that? Not in Tennessee, probably. But maybe in like Texas or California. I don't even know. But Maryville at McMinn County, the Cherokees. Jalen Hunt is going to run behind that big offensive line. I've been going back and forth on this one so much. Jackson, who do you have, buddy? I already know who you're probably going to pick, but who do you have?
You know, we've had a few games where we've picked McMinn County, and I'm 100%. I'm going with Maryville, but it's very hard for me to pick against Maryville, because I don't think during the 2 years we've been doing this show, I've picked against Maryville.
Yeah,
but I will say if McCauley and Maryville played, I might pick McCauley. But I don't know. That's a different talk for a different time.
That'd be a great game.
That'd be a fantastic game. But you know, look, I like to look at last year. Last year, Maryville just absolutely put the burners on them, 30-0.
I think both of those teams were undefeated at that time too.
Yeah, they were 30-0. Maryville put the burners on them last year. But we talk about it. Maryville, they're just a different breed of team. Maryville is them big boys. They've played football for the same people their entire life, all the way up till now. I think it's very hard for you to pick against anyone, and so just give me the Rebels.
I think that's a good pick. I really do. Like I said, I've been going back and forth all week.
You're
going
to pick McMinn County, aren't you?
I'm leaning towards it. But here, let me explain myself, just because I don't want to say McMinn County. They have a running back, Jalen Hunt, who has rushed for 1,500 yards, I believe, 19 touchdowns. Their offensive line has a Virginia Tech commit. I think they average like 6'3", maybe 280, 290. They're big. They're very, very big. They can move people. The reason that I'm saying all this is because you look at Fulton. This is no knock on Fulton, but we were able to run the ball against Maryville. And we don't have the numbers that McMinn County has. Our offensive linemen aren't near as big. Our running back isn't near as big as McMinn County. We were able to run the ball successfully against the Maryville Rebels. For that reason, I think McMinn County is going to be able to run the ball. Jalen Hunt is going to have a huge game. I think he's not going to go off for like 300 yards, 6 touchdowns, like Deshaun Bishop has for against Heritage last week. But I think he's going to have a couple touchdowns. I think he gets over 100 yards. And I think their defense can stop Maryville. It's at McMinn County as well. I don't think they have mask regulations over there in McMinn County. It's going to be loud. I don't think they're going to have a third capacity over there in McMinn County either, because I just don't think they care. I think it's going to be a packed house, no masks at all. That's not good for COVID, but that's good for McMinn County. Anyway, I think the Cherokees pull this one out. I don't know. I'm leaping, okay? Because you know what? If I guess this game correctly, call me Kirk Herbstreit. But
you know, you're the only one on this pick'em that leaps. Because
it's fun. It's fun, man. It's fun.
It's fun until you get pot in the face at the end of the year.
But hey, you know what? If that's all I'm getting is pot in the face, you know, that's okay. I'm okay with taking a leap of faith. Also, next week, get ready for my Dobbins Bennett Alcoa pick next week. Just go ahead and get ready for that one.
So ready.
I'm going to say it because we may not be able to record it on Thursday, but I think Dobbins Bennett beats Alcoa next week. Anyway,
bam.
McMinn County.
The defeats Maryville Stadium.
McMinn County defeats Maryville. First time in 20 years Maryville loses a region game. Give me the
Cherokees. Not happening.
Powell at Oak Ridge. I believe I'm going to this game. I think that's a good pick. Oak Ridge, Kendall Jackson had a huge game against Mount Juliet, a 6A powerhouse last week. I think he ran up for over 100 yards, a couple touchdowns. If Oak Ridge can run the ball against the Powell defense, who is not as good as the Powell offense. They're not bad, but they're not as good and not as powerful as the Powell offense. They're not as good as they were last year.
Right.
If Oak Ridge can run the ball, I think Oak Ridge can win this game.
Yep.
With that being said, I think Powell wins this one.
We're not supposed to pick Powell, no matter what.
We're not supposed to, but I think they're going to win. I think Jordan Potts in the Powell offense, Ardarius Redmond, J.J. Faust, I think they bounce back. They lost to West last week, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me. They were off last week. I think this is going to be a great football game, and I think Powell is going to bounce back in a big way against Oak Ridge. Moving on, Upper East Tennessee rivalry yet again. Dobbins-Bennett, who is going to be at Alcoa next week, they travel to Science Hill. Science Hill won this game last year. We thought DB was going to win. Science Hill won this game. Who's going to win this one?
Give me DB.
I think that's a good pick. I think DB is just way
too
big.
Sorry, Mac. Sorry, yeah, Mac. Right.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry, Mac. But I think DB is going to win this game. I think they're way too big up front, and I think DB wins this by a couple touchdowns. Moving on, last game, Catholic at West, the team that we were supposed to play. West, we shut down. I believe like 30 minutes after we shut down, they already scheduled this game with Catholic. But, you know, you got to have time to prepare. West quarterback, I believe, is out. He's quarantined. I think the running back is out. I think people on the offensive line is out. Who do you have?
You know, every time everyone asks me this, you know, they're like, what do you think? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm Catholic. Catholic, good they've pick. Got the players. Catholic is an amazing team. They've always been an amazing team. Right. West, yeah, they're good, but they've got a few good players here and there. Mm-hmm. Cathy's, you know, amazing line. They're not missing anyone right now. No one's out. And, you know, they keep up. They're able to keep. Yes, they're 2-4 right now, but you have to look at who they play.
Right.
They play in that big league, that mm-hmm. big private school division. You know, they play with the big dogs. So, yeah, give me Catholic on this one.
I think that's a good pick. Catholic, by the way, is eliminated from playoff contention. They lost to Baylor last week. Your boys, Macaulay, they lost to Pope John Paul 31-7. Which makes me think, how many people did they have quarantined? That's how I kind of look at that. Or unless they're just really good. Or Father Ryan, whoever
Pope,
it was.
Pope John Paul, we called them.
PJP.
No. Pope John. Yeah, PJP. PJP we called too. Them last year. Do you not remember?
Not a
we
clue.
Called, they were on, they pulled up. You put them on our pick 'em last year. And I don't know who you.
They didn't beat Macaulay, though.
No. But they were playing somebody. And we picked PJP. And PJP won.
PJP. But, yeah, so Catholic is eliminated. The reason I said that, Catholic is eliminated from playoff contention. They have absolutely nothing to lose. I think West quarterback is quarantined. Their running back is quarantined. People on their offensive line.
Offensive line
is quarantined. So for that reason alone, if you had asked me yesterday or Wednesday before I knew, give me West. But with that being said, Catholic takes this one in what's going to be a great football game. A lot of action in Week 10. McMinn County beats Maryville. Catholic beats West. Powell beats Oak Ridge. And Dobbins-Bennett beats Alcoa next week. But with that being said, we got to go to third block. I'm going to stay in here. Jackson has to go to, I believe, Miss Lanzoni. But with that being said, thank you for tuning in to the pregame show. 20 minutes, 21 minutes, you're probably asleep. You probably turned it off. That's okay. Thank you for tuning in to the Fulton High School pregame show. We're not going to send it to Russell Mays. You're just going to go back to the classics here. Tommy Sweat, Jackson Powell. Thank you for tuning in. WKCS 91.1 Falcon Radio.
91.1 FM.